Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. The worst danger. The first important matter is closing the doors of woeful existence, apayas, i.e., hells, animals and hungry ghosts. What is the reason? When the causes are there, lobha, dosa, moha, ditthi, etc., arise in the heart, mind. These unwholesome mental states arise because the seed of hells is in the mind. Don't be afraid and fear of other things. Ditthi, wrong view, is the real seed of hell. Sayadaw gave some suttas to support this point. After ditthi falls away, i.e., sotapanna, even lobha, dosa, moha are still there. These can't send one to hells. With ditthi, the three coarsest unwholesome roots are eradicated, except the mild ones. Even sotapanna still makes kanda and goes to the good destinations, sugati, but never creates kanda and goes to dugati, the bad destination. So it becomes clear that only this one, ditthi, needs to be abandoned. You don't need to be worried if ditthi falls away. In the Mahavedala Sutta, Minnesota 43, of Majjhima Nikaya, the Buddha mentioned as after eradicating ditthi, beings did not fall into apaya dugati, painful destinations. To strip away ditthi is the task of sotapatti magga, the path knowledge of the stream enterer. Dana, sila and samatha can't make ditthi fall away. For example, do you have ditthi or not? If I do it, then I'll get it. I.e., on dana. If I have sila, in next life I will have long life. In the Suttanipata, the Buddha mentioned that with the attaining of sotapatti magga would not fall into the four painful existences, apaya. There are many suttas on this point that refer to it. Without knowing the natural process of the mind and body with its impermanence, people are stuck by the ditthi. There are two ways to strip off ditthi. 1. Temporary and 2. Destroy the cause. The temporary way has clear knowledge on the nature of mind and body and discerning of impermanence is called kala sotapanna, small stream enterer. In the next life he will not fall into apaya, but he will be unsafe after the following life. The Buddha preferred the second way for us all. The way of destroying the cause, because ditthi arises by cause. This is the destruction of the underlying tendency, anaseya, with the path knowledge. The temporary way of stripping off ditthi is by insight knowledges. Its temporary cessation by discerning of impermanence. Continued to talk about three kinds of ditthi. The wrong view you all don't have is the view of annihilation, akeda ditthi. So, only two wrong views are left for you. Having the identity view, sakkaya ditthi, that view of eternalism arises. With the falling away of identity view, the other two are also gone. Even seeing a lot of anikkas in the kanda in full volume, if having a teacher who can't explain it very well and sasata ditthi not fall away. Therefore, the method of stripping off the wrong view is very important. Even in the Buddha's time, some of his disciples had the wrong views that the Buddha himself or other great disciple helping them to have the right view. Nowadays many yogis also had this problem. Sayadaw's Dharma talks are very good to deal with this problem. There are two phenomena, the mind and the body, nama and rupa, that are capable of knowing and be known. However, you are looking for the weight in mind, and it doesn't have it. What can be weighted is the body or form, rupa. Only you go in and disturb them that ditthi arises. It's clear by itself. Both of them, i.e., mind and body, are the real existence of sakkaya. Phenomenal existence and not the personal existence. It seems to be as wrong view. Sakaya has to be translated as personal existence and as a reality may be translated as phenomenal existence. You all go in and confusing them with the I-ness. It becomes wrong view, Dithi. You have nothing to fear from him, except Dithi. Even the Buddha had the Sakaya, i.e., mind, body. But he didn't have Dithi. In the mind Dharma Lobha, Dosa and Moha are included in it, but they are real phenomenal existence. Sakaya, if the I-ness goes in and makes it become confusion and Dithi arises. Then take Sakaya as I, me, etc. Phenomenon becomes personality. You all are always connecting or pairing him together, maybe like a beloved couple. Therefore, the Buddha had reminded us to destroy identity view. Sakaya Dithi. Using him as language is all right. The point here is taking it as a reality in thoughts and views. You all are mixing it up, although it can't be mixed up together. Mind, body are impermanent phenomena, so it never mix up with the I-ness in any ways. If you want to them mix Sakaya with Samma Dithi, right view, but never with wrong view, Miccha Dithi. Therefore, without the help of a teacher is impossible. A Buddha had arisen to the world was for this important purpose or task. Mind and body exist that seeing only as mind, body become right view. That is seeing the reality of what is really having of it. Wrong view never runs away if right view not arises. It's not easy to rise Sugati, good destinations, directly if falling into apayas. It's especially here mentioned beings become man and deity from hell. Usually, beings are from hell to animal and then become hungry shades, but it could be directly from deity to hell. See Subrahma deity and his 1000 celestial nymphs. SN 2.17 Subrahmasuttam, SA I 88 F DA E 750 MA I 190 F. The lifespan in hells is no limit. You are succeeding of the first stage if you understand mind, body and discern impermanence. The lifespan in hells depends on the person and its type of action. Here, I would like to include a story in gist as food for thought. After the hermit Sumedha had the confirmation that he would become Gotama the Buddha in the future, his friend Megha left the lay life and became a hermit and student of Bodhisattva Sumedha. Past is a memory, now is the knowing and future is unknown. Unluckily for his downfall, a bad hermit went to their area and Megha met him and became a friend. Later he had disillusioned with the hermit life and returned to lay life. His life became worse and at last became an alcoholic and committed the heavy action of killing his own mother. After death, he fell into Maharavichi hell. Bodhisattva Sumedha became Gotama the Buddha after he fulfilled the 10 paramis for 4 incalculable and 100,000 eons. At that time Megha was born as a big fish in the sea, possibly a whale. A boat carrying Buddhists encountered this huge fish in the sea. Facing with this perilous situation, they cried out for help, calling out the name of Gotama the Buddha. After hearing the name of Gotama the Buddha, the animal went away. The name of the Buddha stirred up memories of his past. Clinging to the Buddha, he passed on and was reborn as a human being in Varanasi. He became a novice arahant with the name of Dharmarucciya. Dharmarucciya Dharapadana, app. E.429f. There are many profound dharmas for contemplation. Here I only want to mention two of them, wrong view and the uncertainty in samsara. Closing square bracket. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. Importance of Dukkha Saka. The samsara is very long for us without knowing the four noble truths. To know one noble truth of Dukkha is the most important one. In some suttas, the Buddha has said that he only teaches the Dukkha and the ending of the Dukkha. In the past and the future, what all other Buddhas had taught and will teach is the same thing. By penetrating of Dukkha Saka, Samudaya Saka, i.e., Tanha, is abandoned. If you don't cut off from ignorance, avidya, and the connection with death is never cutting off. If Khanda does not disappear, death does not disappear either, for the disappearance of Khanda is Nibbana. This is the reason Sayadaw sometimes asked his disciples is, do their khandhas disappear or not? Whoever of impermanence has ended, and its dying phenomenon also comes to an end. With the ending of death is seeing the deathless. The seeing of impermanence is the beginning of insight, vipassana. The arising of phenomenon is udaya and its vanishing is bhaya. For example, a feeling, vedana, is arising. It's not there when you observe. In Burmese, it's fit, arising and piat, vanishing equals fit, piat. Seeing it with the five path factors, i.e., sati, viriya, samadhi and samadhi, sama sankappa. These five path factors are called Karaka Magan functional or working path factors. In most of Sayadaw's talks, he emphasized vipassana knowledge and it's also mentioned a lot by the Buddha himself. So, sometimes some Buddhists had misunderstood Sayadaw because it seemed he did not give much emphasis on the arising phenomena. It's not true if someone doesn't know the arising and how does he know the vanishing. Buddha Dharma is simple and direct but profound. Sayadaw's talks are also like that with listening a lot will develop one's wisdom faculty. How did the commentary on Anguttara Nikaya say about impermanence? It was said that with the seeing of impermanence the eight path factors would arise. Therefore, don't let doubt arise as, could I attain Nibbana? After seeing Anicca, the yogi's duty is discerning of Anicca, just contemplate for seeing impermanence. By discerning of impermanence, you have to know that it arrives to the climax. It'll continue to see in more details. Later vipassana knowledge is conducive to the path knowledge as anantara pakayo, proximity condition. If not seeing impermanence still not become the insider of the Buddha Dharma, the insider of the Buddha Sasana. Because the Buddha Dharma does not enter into the heart yet. Of these two knowledges of Lokiya Magga and Lokuttara Magga, mundane and supramundane knowledges, to get the Lokiya Magga is more important. The hindrances, Nivaranas, are hindering the mind for seeing Anicca and Nibbana. This talk was based on the five hindrances to explain the practice. The following talk also related to the five hindrances. Kakaka, remorse and worry could arise at the time of practice and near death. Remorse is thinking about negative things which one had done. Worry is thinking about positive things which one has not done yet. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. Dealing with the five spiritual faculties and five hindrances. In vipassana practice you should know how to balance the five spiritual faculties of the contemplating mind, nana. These five spiritual faculties are, confidence, sadda, energy, viriya, mindfulness, sati, concentration, samadhi, and wisdom, panna. You also have to know how to expose the five hindrances. The five hindrances are, sensual desire, kamachanda, aversion, vyapada, sloth and torpor, thina middha, restlessness and remorse plus worry, Adaka Kakaka, and Doubt, Visakicha. You also have to know how to keep up with the signs, Nimitta, of Vipassana, e.g., Anicca Nimitta. Remember them very well. These are important. After dealing with the five spiritual faculties and the five hindrances, and you must keep up with the signs arising from the practice and not letting them disappear. In this way, the practice will be successful. The five hindrances are covering up the objects of contemplation, such as the five khandhas and its impermanence, anicca. The first one is balancing art of the five spiritual faculties. The second, exposing and dealing with the five hindrances. The third one is keeping up with the Vipassana Nimitta. All these came from the story of Bhikkhu Sona in the Anguttara Nikaya. Sayadaw told Ven. Sona's story. He did not get the result because of over-striving, i.e., viriya, effort, and he either could not deal with the hindrances which covered up the true nature of phenomena. With over-striving, his mind was restless, and he did not know how to overcome it. So Ven. Sona couldn't see impermanence. Then he thought about returning to mundane life. So, the mind was turning towards laziness, kosaja, which was refined dosa, dissatisfaction. By relaxing his energy and become lazy, with the giving up mind became restless. The mind of restlessness and laziness were arising in him like a struggle. Sayadaw gave the similes for these two hindrances of sloth and torpor or laziness and restless from the Sangharava Sutta, the Book of Five, Anguttara Nikaya, An. 5.193 Sangharavasatam. The Buddha explained to Brahman Sangharava on the negative results of the five hindrances. A basin of water covered with algae and water plants. If someone wanted to check his facial reflection inside, he would not be able to see it clearly. In the same way, a mind obsessed and oppressed by sloth and torpor will not see the reality. A bowl of water stirred by the wind rippling and swirling into wavelets. If someone wants to examine his own facial reflection in it, he'll not see it clearly. In the same way, a mind obsessed and oppressed by restlessness will not see the reality. Again, Sayadaw explained these two hindrances with Ven. Sona, Kalivisa, from the Anguttara Nikaya, Sona Sutta, the Book of the Sixes, An. 6.55 Sona Suttam. The simile the Buddha explained to Sona was playing a lute, but Sayadaw using the Burmese harp, not the Western harp. When the strings of the lute, harp are neither too tight nor too loose and adjusted to a balance pitch is easy to play with a pleasant music. If the strings are too tight or too loose will has the opposite result, i.e., not easy to play and unpleasant sounds arise. In the same way, if viriya is aroused too forcefully leads to restlessness, and if the energy is too lax leads to laziness. So, the Buddha taught him resolved on the balancing of energy would achieve evenness of the five spiritual faculties and taking up with the object or keeping up with the nimitta as mentioned by Sayadaw in this talk. Closing square bracket. Allow your efforts to be practiced with a balanced effort between the extremes of too much or too much relaxation. Contemplate their anicca and returning to the impermanence of the khandha if restlessness and laziness come in. This will see the khandha with magga. I'll talk about the balancing art of the Dharma. 1. Make adjustment of confidence, sadda, and wisdom, panna. 2. Make adjustment of effort, viriya, and concentration, samadhi. The amount of mindfulness, sati, is never over like the other factors. Making an able adjustment will discern impermanence. Out of mindfulness is the working of delusion, moha. There, the Buddha reminded us to have sati all the time. Some have strong faith, sadda, but no wisdom that they have respect on things which should not pay much attention to it, for example, on the form of the Buddha or Buddha images. Their faith and respect don't reach to the wisdom, nana, Buddha. Tanna comes in with over faith. They are in the wrong direction without encountering a good teacher, because wisdom is retreated. Overpanna become a cunning person, clever and deceitful. With the excessive factors, kilesa creeps into the practice. With the evenness of the five spiritual faculties, the impermanence of the phenomena fit in together. I.e., discerning of impermanence. This point is very important for yogis, because vipassana nana is vipassana apekka, equanimity of insight. Cunning dharma is delusion, moha, because it's wrong knowledge, michcha nana. This is the power of ignorance, avijja. We can now see a lot of delusion in many worldly areas of politics, economics, business, media, science, technology and so on. This does not bode well for humanity. After clearing away the problems of unevenness of spiritual faculties and five hindrances, and the khanda nimitta arises. This is the literary expression, the khanda own nature appears. This is anicca, impermanence. In the comprehensive manual of Abhidhamma, Abhidhammata Sangaha, it explained on the 28 material phenomena, rupa. It was divided into 11 types, and the last one is as follows. 11. Characteristics of matter. 25. Production. 26. Continuity. 27. Decay. 28. Impermanence. The five khandas are arising and vanishing together, that mind also has the same nature. Closing square bracket. If you practice in this way, it's not impossible to get the result. Just do the contemplation. You can keep up with the nimitta longer, i.e., not miss anicca, and nibbana will be closer to appear, very similar to the nimitta of jhana practice. Then, Sona had perfection, but he was lacking with these three factors. Important of good teacher is one of the conditions for realization. These things are very important for practicing yogis. Many of them, when their practice did not develop, became spiritually depressed and gave up the practice. Some even attributed this to their paramis. Sayadawgyi had great wisdom and compassion, and he also had the courage to change some traditional belief, view and idea which went against the Dharma. Before him was not talking much about these mistaken belief, view and idea to lay people by the monks. Even in Theravada Buddhism has this problem, so it's no need to talk about the other traditions. They are relying on the outside power than Dharma and becoming like other faiths. Closing square bracket. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. The most dangerous enemy. Here is again a Dharma talk based on wrong view, ditthi, which came from Agavakagota Sutta, Tavakagota on Fire, Majjhima Nikaya, Minnesota 72. Sayadaw himself used this sutta a lot in many of his talks on dealing with ditthi. The Buddha was using the extinction or cessation of fuel and fire for Nibbana was a very good and clear simile on the nature of Nibbana. If we study the talks of Mogik Sayadaw, he put more emphasis on killing ditthi because it's the seed of apaya dugatas, hell, animals and hungry shades. Combining with tanna becomes great tanna, ditthi tanna. The sufferings it creates are in wide range and unthinkable. Its influence is from the lowest hells to the highest existence of neither perception nor non-perception, the immaterial jhanic plane, except for the five pure abodes for the non-returners, anagami. After eradicated Dithi suffering waiting for a stream enterer was only 7 drops of water compared with the sufferings in the ocean of water which a worldling had to be suffered. Someone eradicated Dithi had stable sila, so he never harmed himself and others in any ways. If we observe nowadays societies from family level to international level, we can see a lot of sufferings and problems come from Dithi, self-centered behaviors and conducts, selfishness, envy, jealousy, competition syndrome, unwholesome competitions, stinginess, hostility, violence, rivalry, ill will, etc. Only when the Buddha was born did living beings have the right view, although not many knew about it and not many could accept it. How thick is humans' ignorance? Avidya. They always worship their dangerous enemy all the time with money, power and fame. Later their bad teacher sends them to the 4 woeful existences. Therefore, the Buddha warned us that the frequent homes of living beings were the Upaya Bhumi. Only we know the Buddha Dharma will understand the compassion and wisdom of the Buddha and Arya Savakas. Closing square bracket. Ditupadana, clinging with wrong view, means binding with wrong view. After that Tanha follows behind it. Dithi is like the rope which binds a man's body. Tanha is like the river water which drifting away the man who has been bound with Dithi rope. Here Sayadaw used the words binder and drifter for Dithi rope and Tanha water which carrying the samsaric traveler into the ocean of samsara. Throughout the samsara beings are always in this situation. If Dithi does not fall away, i.e. the Dithi rope, then only drifting, whirling, whirlpool, and sinking will follow. Thus, the Buddha mentioned that if Dithi disappeared, all others would collapse, i.e. kalesa, and will eventually be affirmed as Nibbana. It becomes clear how much important for Dithi to be fallen off. This explains the importance of shedding of the Dithi. There are 2 causes for Dithi arising, wrong attention, ayoniso, and listening to wrong teachings. Kanda itself is impermanent, anicca, suffering, dukkha, not self, anatta, 32 parts of loathsomeness, asubha, but someone takes it as wrong view of permanent, wrong view of happiness, wrong view of self and wrong view of beautiful, nikha dithi, sukha dithi, atta dithi and subha dithi. Combining them with the kanda becomes identify view, sakaya dithi. Without seeing of impermanence Dithi can't fall away. Sayadaw talked about the extensiveness of taint of view, Dithasava and Vakagata Brahman. After Dithi falls away, i.e., momentary by contemplation, and doing dana it'll send one to the goal of Nibbana, merit with right view and inspiration for Nibbana or the ending of Dukkha. Because this kind of dana includes nana. Sayadaw always helps donors to have right view and attitude on dana practice. He encouraged them to perform the highest dana by enriching with insight, which also was taught by the Buddha. Also the donors should have the right attention and aspiration for ending dukkha. Otherwise, it becomes useless dana because it leads to becoming kandas, which is dukkha sakha. Sayadaw's interpretation of dukkha is, duk, disgusting, ka, useless right pointing arrow dukkha, disgusting and useless. Is it true or not? If a person dies, no one wants to keep his, her body around, for the remains become as disgusting and useless as a rotting log. Closing square bracket. Only with the understanding of DA process that Dithi will fall away. This is one of the main reasons all living beings have the wrong view if no Buddha had arisen. With the Dithi off, we can appreciate the Nibbana. Some Buddhists who had ditthi do not appreciate nibbana because they want to come and go according to their own desires, bhava tanha. So, they postulated a doctrine of atta nibbana. In the Sutta Vakagata, Brahman asked the Buddha, after the Arahant died, where did he reappear again? The Buddha's answer was, the term, reappear, did not apply to the Arahant. Actually, the Buddha had to answer him as, after the Arahant died and did not reappear but to Nibbana. If the Buddha gave this direct answer, it would make Vakagata's mind confused. With ditthi, wholesome merits will not pure, because ditthi is kalesa. Ditthi falls away that Nibbana arises will be clear. Sayadaw explained the 12 links of DA process. In the 12 links of DA process, only the fuel and fire exist, i.e., kanda fuel and kalesa fire, which are dukkha and samadaya. Dukkha has to be discarded, and samadaya has to be abandoned. The fuel is consumed, and the fire is extinguished by cutting off the DA process. Freedom from the vatas, rounds of existence, these are kanda vata, kalesa vata and kama vata, means that the fuel is consumed and the fire is extinguished. So, the fire has gone out and the fuel has finished is nibbana. Note on identity view and Arahant. Recently, an advanced Vipassana yogi came to visit me and discussed on Dharma. He has been practicing for many years, so I take it that he has overcome the identity view, Sakkaya Ditthi. He was talking about his own experiences and his doubt on the quality of Arahant. Likewise, he had read about on Arahant by a well-known Tibetan teacher who had said that Arahant still had defilement. The reason of his conclusion was, an Arahant had vasana, a habitual formation, habituation, so Arahant could not be pure like the Buddha, and he had to wait for a while in the future. And then continued his spiritual journey and became a Buddha. Where does the Arahant go and waiting for his future practice? It seemed to me a lot of later Buddhists even do not know what Arahant means. They misinterpreted the Buddha Dharma according to their own views and doctrines. They regarded Arahants as selfish. In fact, they did not even know that the stream enterers had already overcome selfishness. It is a very big gap between Sotapanna and Arahant. Even the Buddha never mentioned that an Arahant was selfish and still defiled, because he himself was an Arahant. See the first 9 attributes of the Buddha. Sotapanna already overcame identity view and doubt on the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Therefore, he and the Tibetan teacher had doubt in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. It meant they hadn't still overcome the identity view and appreciated Nibbana element, Dhatu, yet. It reminds me what Mogik Sayadawgyi had said in some of his talks. He said if someone had wrong views on Nibbana, couldn't realize the first Nibbana, i.e., Sotapanna. It seems to me identity view, Atta Ditthi, and craving for becoming, Bhava Tanha, very deep rooted in living beings, and both dharmas are deeply related to each other. We can see their evidences in the suttas, present-day human beings, and in the views, doctrines and philosophy of later traditions. Buddhists who did not know the Buddha Dharma in the Pali Nikaya could not let go or still clinging to Nibbana with wrong view, Sassata or Akkheda Ditthi. With Sassata they created Atta Nibbana, and they could come and go according to their Bhava Tanha. With Akkheda they hated Nibbana and clung to their Ditthi Tanha, Karma Tanha, like the worms in the pit toilet. These worms, white worms, take the smelly yellowish stuffs as gold, which also today humans are fighting each other for it up to the international level. Thus Mogik Sayadawgyi interpreted Nibbana in many different ways in order to expel the wrong view of it, without which Buddhists would not be able to lay down Ditthitana and would never be free from dukkha. So Ditthi is the most dangerous enemy to all living beings. Closing square bracket.